This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Jurors are divided over one of the charges against paramedics in the death of Elijah McClain. The jurors told the judge this afternoon they were in agreement on the other five felony charges faced by Peter Chikuniak and Jeremy Cooper, but felt hopelessly split on the last one. The judge sent them back to continue deliberating. The courthouse will stay open until 7 p.m. tonight as everyone continues to wait. For more on the trial, go to CPR.org and stay with us for live coverage when the verdict comes down. The number of Coloradans dying from drug overdoses declined slightly from last year, but has flattened out more recently. Dr. Raul Gupta, director of the National Drug Control Policy at the White House, says it's reflective of the trend nationwide.
We also know that just last year, we were able to provide states about 9 million doses of naloxone, or the overdose reversal drug, which saved about 500,000 lives already. We need to do more of that.
The White House has asked Congress for additional funding to counter fentanyl trafficking and to provide states more grants for treatments and overdose prevention. The El Paso County District Attorney's Office says it will not pursue criminal charges against a number of El Paso County school districts concerning the content of school library books. This comes after a letter claimed hundreds of books contain lewd and inappropriate sexual conduct. The letter was drafted by 19 local interest groups, including the El Paso County Republican Party, the local chapter of Moms for Liberty, and several churches. DA Michael Allen says the allegations lacked sufficient evidence. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.